faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Superman takes his friends, Jimmy Olsen and Private Detective Candy Myers, back to a dark London wharf on which they had left Tippy, a parrot who could reveal the location of a fabulous kingdom under the sea.
You're sure this is where you left the parrot, Jim?
Sure, Superman. Isn't it, Candy?
That's right. We left the bird right in that wooden packing case over there.
Well, something's funny, then.
What?
Well, what do you mean?
See for yourselves.
Yeah, this I gotta see.
Candy, is Tippy there?
Jumping Jemima! He's gone! The parrot's gone!
Just the other day, gang, several of us were sitting around here talking about this and that when we got on the subject of brotherhood. Naturally, someone mentioned that this is National Brotherhood Week, a 7-day observance proclaimed by the president. And that led someone to make the observation that it seemed shameful to find it necessary for brotherhood to be thought of and discussed for only 1 week of the year by presidential proclamation, because it seemed to him brotherhood was the simple, fundamental answer to peace, since it has many times been proven that peace on earth could come only from goodwill on the part of all men toward all other men. Well, he had something there. It would seem that we would have the intelligence to understand that brotherhood should be practiced all 365 days of the year. And in many instances it is. But the reason for the proclamation of Brotherhood Week for national observance is to awake some of us who forget, to bring the subject to the attention of some of us who may have slipped, and to clarify the true meaning of brotherhood to those who may be unaware or uninformed. Now, there is nothing deep or profound about the meaning of brotherhood. It is simply defined in terms of the Golden Rule: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's all there is to it. Treat your fellow man as you would have him treat you. And by doing that, you live and practice the true spirit of brotherhood.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Be a little green and yellow parrot who, they were told, can reveal the secret location of a fantastic kingdom under the sea, has been the object of a search in London, England, by Clark Kent, Detective Candy Myers, and Jimmy Olsen. Trapped on a dock, Jimmy and Candy hid the parrot in an empty packing case and leaped into the water, where the detective was wounded. They were both about to be swept out to sea when Superman rescued them. But when they returned to the dock where they had left the parrot, it was gone. As we join them now, Superman has returned them to their hotel room. Candy, a bandage on his head, is talking on the phone with Inspector Lansing of Scotland Yard, while Jimmy, wrapped in a bathrobe, listens anxiously.
Nah, don't worry about me, Inspector. It's just a bullet crease in the noggin. Sure, feel fine. Just keep your boys looking for DeSella and his mob. We got to get that parrot, you know. Yeah, sure. Okay, thanks. So long.
What does Inspector Lansing have to say, Candy?
Substantially nothing, Jim.
Didn't they get any of DeSella's men in a street fight?
Yeah, one. But he can't talk on account of a slight case of rigor mortis.
Well, you mean he's dead?
Very dead.
Oh, wouldn't you know. Hey, do you think maybe Superman will find DeSella and get the parrot?
Nah, my hunch says not even Superman can save that bird now.
Why do you say that?
Because that crumbun DeSella knows that we and also Scotland Yard are hunting for him and the bird. So he'll make the parrot give with the secret of where the underseas kingdom is. Then he'll wring its neck and hit the road.
Well, maybe not, Candy. Maybe.
Let's face it, chum. We were close, but we lost the ball game. And the only place being close counts is in pitching horseshoes. Well, I'm going to hate to tell Kent about this.
Jeepers, that reminds me. We were supposed to meet Mr. Kent at a certain corner on the waterfront.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I told Inspector Lansing about that, and he said he'd have one of his men contact Kent.
Oh, well, I hope he did.
Who was that?
I don't know.
Hiya, fellas.
Mr. Kent.
Wow, greetings.
Well, look, don't ball us out for not meeting you because...
That's all right, Jim.
Hey, what's with that bandage on your head, Candy? A disguise?
No, somebody just gave me a lead scalp massage. Look, we got bad news, Kent.
Yeah, we really had a tough break. You see,
Skip it. I brought you some good news.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, give it to me easy, chum.
What is it, Mr. Kent?
Now, look closely, gentlemen. Observe that there is nothing up my sleeves. But I reach within my coat, and presto, behold...
Jumpin' Jemima!
A parrot!
Yes, but not just a parrot. Come, Tippy.
Tippy!
And tell the gentleman who you are. Speak up, Tippy.
Hello, Dutch! Hello, Dutch!
Well, I'll be a monkey's cousin!
It is Tippy.
Where'd you find him, Kent?
Oh, roosting very comfortably in a sack of potatoes just a couple of docks over from where you left
him. No kidding.
Well, how'd he get there?
I didn't ask him, Candy, but my guess is that he wiggled out of Jim's coat, crawled out of the box, and then hopped or flew over to where I found him. Right, Tippy?
Hey, wait a minute. How did you know where we left him?
Yeah, that's right. How'd you even know we had Tippy?
How did I know? I shouldn't have taken the credit because... Well, it was really Superman who found him, you see.
Oh, and he gave him to you to bring here to us, huh?
Well, yes, sort of.
Well, what about DeSella? Did Superman find him?
Oh, who cares about that character now? We got the parrot. Now all we got to do is make him give out with the directions for finding this Undersea's Kingdom, and we're in.
That's right. Now, come on, Tippy, tell us. Where is the Undersea's Kingdom?
Come on, baby, give. Where is the Undersea's Kingdom? Undersea's Kingdom, Tippy. Where is it? Nuts to that duck.
Now, wait a minute. Easy.
Talk, you stupid bird.
Easy, Candy.
Come on, Tippy. Be a good bird. Talk, Tippy.
Hello, Dutch.
I wonder who Dutch is. Or was.
Maybe his master.
Yeah, could be. But who is he? You know, maybe it'd be a good idea to check with Scotland Yard on a chance that... They know of a big-time crook named Dutch.
No, I've already done that, and the answer is no.
Oh, come on, Tippy. Talk.
Hello, Dutch. How's your poor old feet?
We heard that before. Why don't you change the record?
Hey, maybe that's some kind of a code.
Gee whiz. I never thought of that. I'll bet it is.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, now, wait a minute. It could be, Kent. Why else would he keep saying it? It don't make any sense.
On the contrary, it does.
What does it mean?
How's your poor old feet is a Cockney expression, a form of greeting, like we say, how's tricks, or how you doing?
Oh,
well, that takes care of that. Now, where do we go from here?
We've got to find the key. The words, or tone of voice, or whatever it is, that'll make Tippy tell us what we want to know.
Hello, Dutch. Hello, Dutch.
There he goes again.
Yeah.
If you ask me, we're being taken for a sleigh ride by this parrot. I'm beginning to think he can't tell us where the Undersea's Kingdom is.
Yeah, so am I. I'm starting to wonder if there is a buried kingdom under the ocean.
Now, wait a minute. If there isn't, then why did DeSella shoot Dude McCoy just when McCoy was about to tell Candy where it was?
Well, I don't know.
And why did DeSella steal the parrot from McCoy's cottage and then do everything he could to kill both of you when you got away with the bird?
Okay. So there is an Undersea's Kingdom, and Tippy knows where it is. But what good does that do us when he won't give out with the info?
Well, we've got to find a way to make him tell us.
Hey. Look at that.
What?
Watch Tippy.
What for?
Just look at him.
Gee whiz. He's got his head cocked on one side, as if he's listening to that organ grinder outside.
Nah, he's just listening to us making dopes of ourselves.
No, he isn't, Candy. I think this is the clue.
Huh?
Yes, sir. This is the clue we're looking for. The key to make Tippy tell us what we want to know.
Puzzled, Jimmy Olsen and Candy Myers look from Clark Kent to the parrot, whose head keeps turning from side to side in an attitude of attentive listening. What is the meaning of this? We'll return in a moment to find out, so keep listening.
You know, gang, when you analyze wars to see what causes them, you find that usually they can be traced back to ridiculous, meaningless arguments such as the kind you've undoubtedly experienced with your friends and acquaintances. For instance, take an imaginary case of two boys who are playing marbles. In the course of the game, one of them claims to have won an Aggie. The other disputes the claim. There is an argument, and the argument grows more heated as it goes on. Then one calls the other a cheat or a poor sport or some other such thing. That causes him to call his friend a name. One thing leads to another, and finally a chip is placed on a shoulder and someone is challenged to knock it off. Or a line is drawn on the ground and someone has dared to cross it. There's a bit of pushing around, and then someone swings and the other retaliates. There you have a first-rate, venomous, bitter fight between two boys who just a few minutes before were friends. A fight that could have been avoided if one or both of them had been understanding enough to try reasoning instead of threats, or talk instead of blows. That's what happens between boys and girls. And that, essentially, is the same thing that happens between groups of people and even nations. Time and again, it is conclusively proven that when people with differences get together and discuss them frankly, those differences disappear into thin air, because a sympathetic understanding of the other fellow's viewpoint leaves no room for fights. Try this time-tested formula in your own daily life, and as you grow up, apply it always in your associations with people and with nations. You'll find it's the only way to preserve peace and to eliminate wars.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In Candy Myers' hotel room in London, our friends were trying vainly to make Tippy the parrot reveal the location of the Underseas Kingdom, when suddenly the little green and yellow bird cocked his head on one side as if listening. And Clark Kent exclaimed,
"This may be the clue we're looking for. The way to make Tippy tell us what we want to know."
"What do you mean?"
"Yeah, what are you talking about, Kent? Look how Tippy's listening to that grind organ outside, and see how excited he is."
"Yeah. He does seem to be excited."
"Hey, look out. He's trying to fly away."
No, he's just trying to get to the window. Open it, will you, Candy?"
"Open it?"
"Sure, go on, open it. I'm holding Tippy. He can't get away. I've got an idea."
"Well, okay. We can sure use a good idea."
"Now what, Mr. Kent?"
"Well, it might just be the grind organ."
"Hey, what'd he say?"
"It sounded like 20.
"It was 20. He hasn't said that before."
"Holy smokes, Kent. Do you think maybe a grind organ is the key to this bird's memory?"
"Could be."
"Hello, Dutch.
There he goes with that hello, Dutch again."
"Come on, Tippy. 20 what? 20 what, Tippy? 20. 20. 20.
Well, there goes your hot idea, Kent."
"Yeah, I guess it wasn't such a hot idea, Mr. Kent."
"No, I guess not. Unless..."
"Unless what?"
"All right, you blokes.
What the?
Don't make a move now or you get plucked."
"Sleeping lizard."
"The cellar."
"Cellar?"
"Yeah, the one in the middle is the cellar."
"What?
Put your hands up, all of you."
"Hey, what's the idea of all the artillery?"
"Ah, you ought to be able to figure that out, Joe. We come to get the bird, see? And this time you ain't gonna butt in no more. This time you blight us it through."
Their grim faces creased with grins of triumph. The three evil-looking men point guns unwaveringly at our three friends, while Clark Kent's mind races swiftly, but with no useful results.
"This is the spot. How can I do anything to save Jimmy and Candy without revealing my true identity of Superman?"
Well, Superman's been in similar predicaments before, but what happens in tomorrow's thrill-packed episode makes exciting and suspenseful listening. So don't miss it. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 9 of Kingdom Under the Sea on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom Hicks and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.